Okay, we're on Yud Amud Aleph by the Mishnah. Beish Shammai Omrim. Beish Shammai say, Lo Yitol, you can't take your birds for your Yom Tov lunch, El Im Kain, unless Na'aneya, he basically physically lifted up those birds from Erev Yom Tov and shook them, Miba Oijom, and designated them. So Beis Hillel Omrim, they don't need such a strong designation. He says, they say, Oimei, the person can stand for Oimei and just make a verbal declaration. And this is what he says. Zer, he points, you know, that one over there in the corner, that one with the white tuft on its head, yeah, Vizer, and that one with a black tail, and he, no tail, I take those. Okay, now, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Ami. So it says Rav Chanan Bar Ami, which is interesting. He qualified what another one of the Mishnahs, right? Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Okay. Machlokes Bebrecha Rishoina. The Machlokes over here is with the first pair of chicks, or whatever you call them. Is it called a brood? I think from a while away. It's a brood, Rishon. It's with the first brood, meaning each month, yeah, from Nisan till Teves, doves or pigeons have a, you know, like a two kids each month. And so the first one, yeah, basically they use as the as company for the Shoivach. Okay, so the Beis Shammai Sovri, Beis Shammai are concerned, yeah, that if you're not going to shake it around, yeah, we make a gazrinan, Dilma, I see la amluchi. We make a gazera, perhaps I see he's going to come. La amluchi means to change his mind. Meaning he's going to say, you know what, it's a bad financial move over here. If I'm going to take this, you know, the first brood over here, maybe the mother's just going to leave and she's going to desert this, her nest. But Beis Hillel Sovri, lo gazrinan. We don't make a gezeira to the extent that you have to basically pre-shake on Erev Yom Tov. Rather, they say, yeah, it's enough to say zer v'zer and inoitel. Yeah.
So, what did you say? What's the problem with changing your mind? Worst comes to the worst, you change your mind and you don't take it.
Yeah, but the problem is if you're gonna take.
You're
starting. Well, first of all, we're gonna see there's a problem of you're not gonna eat. You're not gonna have Simchas Yom Tov. You're not gonna eat it. Yeah, and the other problem is if you're gonna touch it and move it around and then not actually eat it, it's considered like you weren't moving it. You were like stam doing turcha shalosh at l'surach. And there's a muksa issue. We're gonna see the Gemara is gonna work right. It's funny because the Gemara doesn't really say over here, right? Well, so we're gonna see it afterwards, right? So about the brecha shnia, but if you're in the brecha shnia, yeah, divrei akol, everyone would agree, but oimed v'oimed zeh v'zeh, and you know it's el sagi that if you did this verbal declaration set and you say this one and this one, I'm gonna take tomorrow, that would be enough. Okay, now we're gonna have a digression over here, yeah. Now, Beis Hillel. Lama lay, why does he have to lamema this verbal declaration of the following? Zeh, this is a quote. Zeh, v'zeh, ani noitel. Why does he have to say this one and this one? He has to specify the birds. Why lema let him say, yeah, the following, a general thing. Mikan, from here, from these birds, ani noitel, lamacha, tomorrow. I'm going to take some from these birds. I'm going to take two of these birds. You know, whatever, there's 25 there, I'm going to take two of them. That should be enough, right? What are we going to say, because we are with, don't you hold with Breira? We've got a halachic principle called Breira. That means that, don't you see, those things were always coming to me. You know, whatever. If you select it now, yeah, I'm going to say that's what you, he's always going to take those ones. That's Breira, which we're going to see. V'chi teima, Beis Hillel, leis lu Breira. Oh, you want to say, no, Beis Hillel doesn't hold with this principle of Breira, we're going to prove that he does. Yeah, but now we've got a Mishnah. Okay, Hameis Babois. There's a dead person in the room, in the house. Veloi Pesachim Harbe. And this house has many doorways to it. Yeah? Chulon Tomeim. All of them are Tomei. So I show that little picture. Basically, doorways are like a separate roof, basically. You've got your main room, which is one ceiling. Therefore, as far as the Torah is concerned, yeah, all the whole house, we just had this just last week's parsha, right? The whole room is tame. But these doorways have like a separate roof. You know, above the door, you know, where your lintel or whatever, there's like a little bit. A halachic roof is only a tefach, with as far as the Torah is concerned, right? So if you've got like, so, you know, a normal door frame, you know, probably is a tefach, right? Especially in England or whatever, in certain places, they're quite a bit larger. You know what I mean? So that, in a sense, the tumor wouldn't go there because that's a different roof already. That's a different, like, place. But we say that if you're going to, eventually you've got to take this dead person out, right? So therefore, if you're going to take this dead person out, eventually the tumor's going to go through there. So we say, sov tumor lotzeis, since you're going to schlep it out, we're going to say that is tame. But in as much as you don't know which doorway you're going to take it out of, yeah, we're going to say that all of them are tame. Right? Let's say you've got two exits. So you don't know which exit is going to take it out of. So we're going to say, sin is for sure going to take it out of one exit. Yeah? So we're going to say all of those exits are tummy. Unless, basically, one of the doors was closed and one of the doors was open. So if one of the doors is open, yeah, and one of the doors is closed, you're going to obviously going to take it out of the open door. If, let's say, you open within whatever. And so we're going to say just that door is going to be tummy. We'll see.
So it's probably like in this case to say the room has many doors and they're all open when the person dies?
Yes, or closed, Mashi says. Basically, there's no way to tell which doorway is going to take it out. So therefore, we say all of them are tummy. Right. And you'll see from the continuation. Okay. Niftech achad mehem. What happens now? A person opened one of them. Yeah. Hu tummy. Now it is tummy, that doorway. V'chulon tahorin. And all the rest of the doorways are going to be tahor. Okay, that's undisputed. No, okay, so basically we got the rooms tame. We said if you've got one doorway, if all the doors are closed or open, then we say all of the doorways are tame. If you open one door, we say the tumor is going to go out of there. That door is tame. Now, what happens? Chishev lohitzio. What happens if he didn't actually open it? All the doors were closed, and he thought to himself, you know what? I'm going to take it out of Be'achad mehem, one of them. So now I'm taking it out of there, you know, because it's closer to the back, you know, to where the car is or whatever. Yeah, cholon, just jump like that, or becholon, or alternatively, if we wanted to take it out of the window. Yeah, it's just sheyesh boy arba al arba. It has to be a window that has 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, because that's the size of a window you can take a deceased person out. If it would be smaller than that, it's not really good for taking a mace out, so it wouldn't be tame. So then that would matzeles, it would save, meaning that intent that you intended to take it out of that doorway, basically in a certain sense you designated that doorway, and so as soon as you're going to take the tumah out that way, all the other doorways are not going to be tame now. So just the room where which contains the dead person is tame. Yeah, and also the doorway or window that you designated in your mind, yeah, is also going to be tummy because the mace is going to go out there, but the other ones are tahor. Okay, that's called it saves. That doorway saves the other doorways from becoming tummy. I'll call a pesachim kulon on all of the pesachim. Okay, now we're going to have a dispute about this point with regards to he intended, right? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, when do you have to have this intent? Sorry. Who shechishev, he has to be that he had the thought to take it out, lehoitzioi, to take the deceased out. He saw the person was very close to dying. Yeah? Ad shelo yamus ameis, before the person would actually die. He has to think in his mind, you know, before he dies.
When he dies, I'm going to take him.
Exactly. When he dies, I'm going to take him out of door B. Okay? But Beis Hillel Omrim, they're more lenient. Omrim. Af Mishayomos Ameis. Even Mishayomos, right? Even from when he dies. Meaning even after the death. Yeah? If he would say now think to himself, I'm going to take him out of door B. Yeah? That would basically save the other doors. The other doors are not going to be tummy. So we see, even though it's after the fact, he designated, he selected after the fact that it saves all the other doorways. You see that Breira over here, this is Breira, right? Even though it's like, you know, it's Huvra, Dova, Lemafreya, right? We say that even though he chose after the death, and the Pashto says that all the doors should be Tomei, as soon as he thinks now that I'm going to take it out of this door, he was always going to take it out of that door. He was always going to take it out of the door.
How do you define Breira?
You have to ask a child. It was always coming to me. It was always mine. It's you know, I don't know, but I mean, it's just a thing. It's a thing. It's just that it was always coming to me. Like, choosing something, yeah. This was always mine. It was coming to me, even though I selected it. Now it was always mine. Basically, something. Basically,
I was meant it to be.
No, it. We see now what was already there. Right, it's you know, I don't really know. But let's Bez Hashem will get clearer as time goes. It'll become more borrower as time goes on. Okay. Oh, so we see over here anyway, we've got Kasha. We see that Beis Hillel hold with Breira, and if that's the case, a person should use Breira with his chicks. He should be able to go up to his bird coop and he should say, I'm taking some birds, two birds from here on Yom Tov, and he doesn't have to say Zev, is there any Noitel? He doesn't have to designate this bird and this bird. He should be able to say, I'm taking from here, and that will be sufficient, and there'll be no problem of Muktzah. Okay. So Kasha. So answers the Gemara. No. Ha'im Allah. It was said about it. I'm a rabbi. No. It says rabbi. That's Natar Es Besochim Mikan Ulahabo. No, the machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was talking about after you have the thought, yeah, can that now save the other Pesachim? We're not talking about going back in time. That's weird. Where is that? You know, no, it means from now on, if you designate now, Beis Hillel says, which makes sense, yeah? So now we say now that, and what would mean if a person would now bring some vessels and place them to that doorway, once you basically intended to take it out of door B. So now if a person would now put Kalim underneath door A, they would not become Tommy. Because it's after that he designated it. And but according to Beis Shammai, they say that's not enough. Yeah. Just to think that I'm gonna take it out of door B, yeah? That's not, you have to do a Maisa. Sometimes, right? Or an intent isn't not enough. You have to do an actual Maisa. You'd have to go to door B and open the door. Once you open the door, that would stop the tumor from going to door A. So therefore, there's nothing to do with Breira. You can't bring me a proof of Breira over here. So therefore, we haven't got a kasha on Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel doesn't hold with Breira. So that's why if you say with the birds, you have to say, right, Zer v'zer ani noitel. Okay, v'chein, amat Rabbi Yeshia. Similarly says Rabbi Yeshaya, yeah, letar es besochim me lekanul haba. Right, it's only, then they said, if you thought to take it out of that doorway, it's only going to save the doorways mikan ulahaba from now onwards, but not back in time. Mikan ulahaba, we're nailing it in over here. Mikan ulahaba in, mikan ulahaba yes, I'm afraid no, I'm afraid not.
Which means if you had something under door A, at the time the person died,
you
can't say, since I had a fault to take out door B, door A is fine.
Correct. Right. Correct. We'll stop here because people can battle this out.